Gilbert Kaplan is a publishing executive who loves Mahler. A few years ago, he learned how to conduct Mahler's Second Symphony, and his recording became quite a hit. Now he's learned the brief fourth movement of the Fifth Symphony, the Adagietto. It's just been released as a CD single. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review. Here's the opening of the movement.
Mahler's Adagietto, or Little Adagio, for strings and harp, is one of his most beautiful lyric movements. So beautiful, it's often played without the rest of the symphony. It's also one of Mahler's most famous pieces. You might remember it as the theme music in Visconti's movie version of Death in Venice. There's some controversy, however, about how it should be played. Mahler marked the opening sehr langsam, very slow. And some distinguished Mahler conductors like Leonard Bernstein and Bernhard Haitink take Mahler quite literally. Haitink stretches out the Adagietto to nearly 14 minutes. But Mahler himself, apparently, took only 8 minutes, which is also approximately how long Mahler's disciple Bruno Walter takes on his classic versions. According to Gilbert Kaplan, Mahler wrote the Adagietto as a love letter to Alma Schindler, the woman he was just about to marry. Kaplan says that performances should be romantic, not dirge-like. He brings his in at 7 minutes and 57 seconds. This tempo is convincing, and the London Symphony Orchestra sounds beautiful. But something about this performance strikes me as not right. It's almost too pretty. Under Bruno Walter or Pierre Boulez, who's even faster, the Adagietto seems to float. Yet they also phrase the music with inflections, the little pushes and pulls of complex human feelings. In the middle section, Mahler injects something darker into the movement, an element of real tension. But I don't hear this in Kaplan's rather sentimental reading. Once he's decided on the faster tempo, he seems to shift into automatic pilot. It's as if he thinks music can do only one thing when it has the unique capacity for bringing countless feelings together. The soft focus engineering also contributes to my sense of this as the Mantovani version. My bet is that this recording will become quite popular, and it's certainly not worthless. I think it's doing something valuable for our understanding of this music. But when I hear a great conductor take a similar approach, the music comes completely alive for me in a way it really doesn't here.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed a new recording of Mahler's Adagietto, performed by the London Symphony Orchestra, with Gilbert Kaplan conducting. I'm Terry Gross.